JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning,
hey,
Mike.
Hey, we're back, plus four, come on.
There you go. Two important things have happened in the last 24 hours, Mike. I'm double jabbed and we've got a positive result in the global dairy trade auction. There you go. After what, though, seems, I mean, we've had 10 fairly lacklustre results at the headline index level for the global dairy trade auction. We've had the odd slight lift, but we haven't really seen any material gains since March. So the composite global dairy trade price index has risen 4% at the auction overnight. So that index very much been in a downward trend. Now, the common wisdom yesterday going into this auction is that we were going to see a bounce, and that was being driven by positive price signals from the futures markets for whole milk powder and skim milk powder. Thing is, that futures pricing hasn't been the best sort of lead as to what we actually get in the global dairy trade auction, but it was last night, Mike. Skim milk powder lifting a very healthy 7.3%, whole milk powder up 3.3%. Actually, skim milk powder turned sort of three auctions ago. The average price there fell below $3,000 a metric tonne. Last night, 3,274. Just a reminder, the recent high there was 3,400. So we're not a million miles away from that recent high. But the most important commodity, whole milk powder. Now, this is the first decent price rise we've seen since March. The high we saw on that was $4,364. Last night it recovered back to just under $3,700. But a bit of long-term context here, Mike, these are still very healthy levels for that particular commodity, and we're still seeing very strong demand out of China. So all good.
You're fizzing over the roads?
Roads, and walkways, and cycleways, actually. So sandwiched, we had got this announcement yesterday, it was sandwiched between all the other COVID announcements. Now, Mike, we talked yesterday about the potential impact of government infrastructure spending in the context of building work. Well, yesterday, the Transport Minister, Michael Wood, released the 2021-2024 National Land Transport Programme, which outlines the planned investments for Waka Kotahi, the New Zealand Transport Agency. So this is what the investments that they'll make over the next 3 years. Now, Mike, there's a lot of spending being planned, $23.4 billion into transport services and infrastructure. That's 44% more than the last 3 years. Now, it's in the middle of this, they also announced a $2 billion loan into the National Land Transport Fund. Now, that fund is where your road user charges, your fuel excise duties, your rego fees, that's where that all ends up. But they've had to top it up recently because not enough goes into it. Now, of the 23.4 being spent, $6 billion is being invested into public transport, walking and cycling. That's 40% more than the last 3 years. You've got $1.3 billion to support and implement the New Zealand Rail Plan, $30 million to support coastal shipping. And there's very much a theme here of the government using their spending to support their climate change focus. Now, there's a lot of detail in the document, 120 pages, haven't got through it all yet. The key, though, Mike, key is execution. It's all very well saying you're going to do these things, but execution is going to be challenging because it's very much a capacity-constrained environment there.
Couldn't agree more. Speaking of capacity and constraint, at least they start moving, hopefully, some of this product out of Auckland around the country to build some houses.
Well, exactly. We talked yesterday, didn't we, about getting the hammers swinging and getting... And having Auckland at level four and the rest of the country at different levels creates problems in the building construction centre. This just adds on to the current supply chain disruptions we're seeing. So you get a significant bottleneck when you have these level changes because of a bunch of fundamental supplies, things like roofing materials, insulation, plasterboard. That all comes from Auckland. This stuff's manufactured in Auckland, all pretty critical. So the government's had to relax some of the level four rules. So if you look at somebody like Fletcher Building, this allows their Tasman insulation business to keep making pink bats. Now, it's a sensible move. It does feel a little bit reactive as opposed to being proactive. And from my point of view, it sort of speaks to the how do we run the country differently when we're all vaccinated plan. You know, you need this sort of planning and preparation to be thought about beforehand.
Couldn't agree more. What are the numbers?
Right. Dow Jones, they've come out of their holiday and they've whacked the Dow Jones down 212 points, 35156. That's down about 0.6%. The S&P 500 down small, down 8 points, 4527. And the NASDAQ, as I'm looking at it now, it's up 27 points at 15,390. The FTSE 100 overnight lost about 0.5%, 7149. The Japanese share market on a bit of a tear. They're cheering the recent resignation of the PM over there, up 256 points overnight, 29916. Shanghai Composite also bounced yesterday, up 1.5%, 55 points, 3676. The ASX 200, 75.30, up 2, and we gained 22 points in the NZX 50, 13,320, quickly through the currencies, one New Zealand dollar, 0.71 US, 0.96 Aussie, 0.5992 euro, 0.5148 pounds, 78.26 yen, gold $1,796, and Brent crude $71.61.
Have a good one, mate. jmiwealth.co.nz.